Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Steve Krzanich and the opening bell is coming up at 5. Steve Cochran Show at 6. As it is a birthday for the Steve Cochran Show today, it's Andrea Darlis' birthday as well. And it's little old my birthday, too. I'm sure that Mary Sandberg is coming in right now and has a cake for me. I can just sense it. Last year, she walked into the studio with this cake, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so nice of you, Mary. Oh, yeah, no. It's not for you. It's for Andrea. Can I have a slice? No. Andrea gets the first slice. She has to have the first slice. You can't have a slice. Sorry. So I'm sure this year that she's going to walk in here at any moment and present me with a cake of my own, because she's just, I mean, she's super considerate. Super, super, super considerate. And I don't even deserve, I don't deserve this cake, by the way, but I just know that Mary just is so sweet that she would do that for somebody, even like myself. All right, question for you. 312-981-7200. Good morning. Yesterday was National Lazy Day. I don't know if that's a real thing, but it was trending on Twitter, hashtag National Lazy Day. And so I am looking for, do we have anything to give away, Dan? Are there giveaways on this?
Sure, we can give away a Lou Malnati's.
All right. I'm looking for the best example of somebody being lazy. Like, what do you do that you know is super lazy, but you do it anyway? Dan and Esmeralda, I'll give you a second to think about this while I give you mine. When I'm going, here's a couple ones that I would like to improve on in the year of 44. When I'm going to bed at night, invariably I always get thirsty in the middle of the night. So all I got to do is go to the kitchen and get a glass of water and take it with me to bed. But for whatever reason, this happens all the time, I just make the decision, too tired, can't go all the way to the sink, which is about 2 feet away. Instead, I'm just going to jump into bed. And then, in the middle of the night, I get up, I go back to the sink, I drink right out of the faucet, and go back to bed. I don't even feel it. So there's like this weird push and pull, laziness, unwilling to get myself a glass of water. Hashtag National Lazy Day. I'm going to do better, though, this year. I can feel it. Esmeralda, you're not lazy at all, but I bet you can find one.
Oh, man. You are completely wrong. I will reuse a dish, a dirty dish.
You'll reuse dirty, not even a rinse?
No, because then I'd have to dry it.
Oh.
With a paper towel, because it would be kind of dirty.
So you'll have nasty
food. I mean, it's not that bad. Like, but if, like, say, if the plate is not, like, grody and crummy, like, I wouldn't eat something that had, like, mashed potatoes and gravy and then reuse that.
But some crumbs on there, no big thing.
Yeah, I don't care.
What's, like, the worst reuse you've ever gone?
Oh, I couldn't,
There's, like, a little, like, some cheese pizza.
I mean,
sort
yeah,
of
if it's
corner.
Around the side.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But yeah, that's probably. Forks I will wash.
You'll wash the fork. Okay. That's a good one. That's some good laziness right there. I mean, to wash the dish and dry it is probably right. A minute, maybe a minute. Dan, you got any evidence of laziness in your life? Hashtag National Lazy Day.
You know, kind of on the similar trend. I have, for some reason, just only at home, I will point this out. If we're at a restaurant, I will be proper. But I have turned a lot of foods that aren't foods meant to be eaten by hand into foods that I eat by hand.
We are way similar.
Right? I mean, because it's like sometimes it's just a huge pain in the butt to like cut things into little pieces with a knife and fork. So you just pick it up and you bite what you want.
And it's more fun.
Yeah.
Or you run out of forks. Clean forks.
Oh, my God. Eileen is still angry to me to this day because I went to Costco and I bought like one of those 1,000 packs of, you know, plastic forks. And I would use them all the time instead of doing dishes. And she'd be like, you cannot do that. You have to be a proper adult and wash your forks. And I'm like, but it's right here and it's ready to go.
That's some good laziness right there. I was at dinner the other night, last night, I think. I was at West of Eden's over on like Tui and whatever it is. And you get the old salad with the half chicken there. And I was sitting at my booth solo after playing tennis, sweaty and gross, sticking that hand right in the salad and just eating it away, a la Dan Shugrube. Yep, that's right. In the restaurant, hand into the salad. That happened.
I mean, I've done it here because I haven't packed a fork, and I'll just eat salads with my hands.
I mean, salad with your hands, kind of gross.
It's a little weird.
Like, I'm guessing if Mary Vanderbilt is driving in right now and listening, she's never done that in her life.
Have you ever bitten a piece of, like, say, like the chicken, but it's too big, so you use your teeth to cut it, essentially?
I don't know what that means.
Rather than using a knife.
You just cut it with your teeth?
Just kind of,
Sure.
Put the other piece
down. I mean,
I'll
rip chicken. Oh, right. My God. Mary's walking in. She's got a cake, and it's definitely not for me, and it looks amazing.
I'm so sorry.
She's, I mean, this, sit down. Come on. Come on. What mic is that over there? Is that 4 or 5? I think it's 5. Mary, you got a cake there, don't you?
I do.
Who's it for?
Sorry, I heard you talking. About Mary Sandberg bringing you in a cake, and
yeah.
I go, well,
now
it's
here,
Mary.
I mean, literally, here it is. There's a beautiful cake right in front of me.
That's another Mary.
Cake.
It's a Portillo's cake.
Well, it's my, I make it.
You,
so.
Okay.
I think, I'm having deja vu. I think this happened last year.
It did. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
last year, they came in. She walked in with
it. It was me, though, wasn't it? I think I made Andrea cake last year. I make this Portillo cake all the time.
Okay, that happened, but also what happened is, like, Mary walked in with a whole, Mary Sandberg walked in with a whole beautiful, with balloons and
oh, yeah,
everything.
Oh, yeah, she had the decorations.
And
yeah, she's in charge
of
that.
I was like, wow, thanks. No, none of this
okay,
is for
if
you.
It were up to me, I would give you a piece of this cake.
Brent, that's the other thing. I can't have any of the cake.
Well,
because
I
Andre
made,
gets the
I
first
made
piece.
The cake, though. So is it my decision?
I don't know.
Or is it, well, it's always Mary's decision, it's though. I don't want to fight with her.
Right.
I think
I'll
what
lose.
Mary needs to do next
so,
time is
I'm
just
so
bring
sorry.
Frosting.
I mean, this is. I hope this tradition continues. I hope a year from now, on the old 45 birthday, I'm here again, and there is a cake, and I don't get any.
So well, why don't you stay for the morning, and then you can have a piece?
No one stays for the morning after
well,
an overnight show.
Just do it. Go take a power nap, and you'll be fine.
No.
Come on, it's your birthday. Live a little.
That is not the spirit of the cake on an overnight show. You should be rewarded with a nice piece of cake, solely for you. I mean, look at what Dan brought me.
What did he
Dan, bring? Esmeralda, and Vic, they got me a bottle of water, Fiji water, my favorite water.
Oh, I thought
water.
That was vodka.
No, just water. They got me a can of Penn ATP World Tour Premium Tennis Balls.
Nice.
They got me a Diet Coke for going to the movie theater because we went to the other day, and that's a
Weird.
Whole long story that I'm not going to do again. And I talked about the eclipse. They got me Sky News, the Canadian magazine of astronomy and stargazing.
Wow.
4 gifts. I filled in 3 times.
You can hang out with Grzanich and read that tonight.
Right. Me and Steve are going to have a party. Thanks, Mary, for the cake.
Nothing.
Kind of. All right. Hey, Jacob, hang on. We'll get to you after news here. I want to hear lazy stories. Hashtag National Lazy Day. Mary, do you have anything that you want to share being lazy? You're like not lazy at all.
No, I
you do
rarely
everything.
Get lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I got to keep moving. Like, and if I'm lazy, I'll be watching Netflix or something.
Make your bed every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, my husband gets out of it last, so that's up to him. But
the minute he gets out, you're...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's done.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Got to put the pillows on everything.
Right, of course. Yeah. Big, perfectly folded comforter.
Army sheets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tucked under. Perfect.
Right. Right. Well, you're a successful person. All right, quick timeout, 720 WGN. 4:35, good morning. Having a great time filling in for Nick DiGilio for the third time this week. As Nick, of course, will be back next week. Steve Cochran show coming up at 6. The opening bell at 5. Steve Grzanich will be here. And there's a beautiful cake for the Steve Cochran show because it's their birthday. It's Andrea's birthday. Mary Vanderbilt bringing in just a tasty, chocolate, fresh, delicious cake. For those that work here on the morning show, 312-981-7200. Talking about National Lazy Day. National, hashtag National Lazy Day. Where are you lazy? Dan Shigrew doesn't clean his forks. He buys large packs. Esmeralda doesn't clean her plates. I can't muster the energy to go get a glass of water before I go to bed. These are depressing, improvable things that we would. But we're gonna get better, right, Esmeralda? You're gonna wash all your plates this week.
I have a dishwasher now, so
you do?
It's a little easier.
But it's still an effort. You gotta.
It is.
And you can't put dishes in the dishwasher without rinsing them first. By the way, you know that, right?
No, you can do it because it's a new dishwasher.
But then it's never clean.
No, it is.
Really?
If you have a old dishwasher, of course, it's not going to work as well. This is brand new.
You tell me the new high-powered dishwasher gets rid of just stuff all over it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Trust me. I was weary as well, but sticking them in and they're dirty, and they've been fine. Been clean.
All right. We might. Okay. I'll choose to believe you then. Hey, Jacob. Thanks for being patient. You want to talk about where you're lazy? 312-981-7200. Where are you lazy? Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Esmeralda, Leon, I love this show. It's good to be with you guys in the morning. I listen every morning. But I took part in National Laziness Day without even realizing it. I was going to get some mice out of the freezer. A couple dropped onto the floor.
And we lost you, but I'm going to assume that you did not pick them up.
Boom, and just kicked.
Yeah, sorry, Jake.
He kicked him under the fridge.
He kicked him under the fridge.
Wait, what did he drop?
He drops
ice.
Icy.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's not too bad because it'll evaporate.
Yeah, but you could very easily bend down, pick them up and throw them in the sink. Otherwise, you're like...
I'd be worried the puddles, but they would...
And then underneath the fridge...
Yeah, what if it's wood?
What if it's wood?
Warps the wood.
But the whole concept that we were unwilling to bend down. Like I went.
Maybe
to take,
he's got a bad back.
I went to take the dog out for a walk this, you know, late tonight, early this morning, whatever it was. And I, you know, there's a simple thing of bending down and tying your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't happening. Didn't do it.
You just tuck them in?
No, I just went just roll the dice. That whole concept that you're going to trip on your shoelaces, that's never happened.
Really?
No one's ever.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, because you kind of step on the lace and then it kind of grabs your foot and then you fall forward.
That's never.
I mean, it's not every time, but.
I've never.
Or you get stuck on something. And then you fall.
I think it might be one of my innate talents that I just don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't need my shoes tied. I think it looks more professional. And,
of course.
And I like the snugness of a nice shoe properly tied here. Deep talk here at 4:39. But I've never, like, I'm going to trip on my laces? No, I'm not.
I just bought a pair of shoes that they are intentionally tied so it looks like they're not tied. You know, when you tie a shoe, right? These are, like, knotted up on the sides.
Mm.
So you just put on the shoe. It's weird.
How does it feel when you're in there?
It's fine. It's got like a little bungee strap.
Could that be the new
the tongue?
Is that the new invention? Could that take things to the next level?
I think.
Is someone going to get rich?
I think someone invented this a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm just, again, lazy and I'm not going to unravel the lace and tie them. It could go either way.
That was I want to say 80s, maybe it was the 90s. That was a thing where not tying the shoe, just the relaxed shoe. That the lace would just perfectly be coming out of the, you know.
But you tuck it in, right, or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that was...
That's back.
That's back.
I saw some shoes where it's just like rubber bands. You put them across, so it looks like laces, but
do you remember
you don't
when the
have to tie anything.
Remember the Velcro shoe? The Velcro shoes. That was a thing, too. For a second, the Velcro shoe was cool.
Well, I think little kids...
Right.
Still have Velcro shoes. So it works for you. High C and Velcro shoes.
I think in junior high, like the Velcro shoe was cool. 312-981-7200. You never know what resonates with people. Ray, Einstein never tied his shoes, huh, Ray? Is that right?
Well, I think Nick said that a while back ago. And, you know, everybody points out the negative. When my gym shoes go untied, they say, oh, you're going to trip in this. I said, hey, I tie them once in the morning. The rest of the day, they're on their own. You know, we're all adults here. And I took care of it once. So just pass that along.
Well, hold on a second, Ray. Let's not race through the fact that you just compared me to Einstein. Is that am I hearing that correctly? Because that's what I heard.
Well, we should all form a club.
Yeah?
You know, the non-tying gym shoe club or something like that.
And then we're all going to claim that we're Einstein-level geniuses? Is that the plan?
As long as it's a tax write-off, yeah.
Mm. Are you? Would you call yourself a genius, Ray?
Well, I don't mean to brag.
Yeah.
But my parents were from Europe.
Uh-huh.
I'm first generation. I went to high school. And last February, I bought a 2017 Bentley. So I tell people, the young people, going into college, I said, now, if I did this with high school, imagine what you're going to do with college.
Hold on a second here, Ray. I'm having a hard time following you. You were in Europe, and then all of a sudden you got a Bentley.
No, no. My parents were from Europe. They came in after the war, so I'm first generation here.
Uh-huh.
They were peasants. And, like, my education is only high school, but I got a better education being out, in life. And something I never had a goal to do all that, last February I walked into a Bentley dealer, and an hour and a half I owned one.
Hmm. How'd you make that money there, Ray?
Well, with our background, back then everybody was, putting money in, like, two flats, three flats.
Yeah.
And then, everybody helped paying the mortgage that way. And I started out, we talked about this months ago. I started with a two flat, and now I have about 200 rental apartments.
You've got 200 rental apartments, Ray?
Yeah, and five buildings and five shopping centers. So
you need anybody to manage those, Ray? You looking for some help?
I have the best people around me. And
what about Esmeralda?
I have a job. I prefer her in a traffic hut.
Okay.
So, I have to get around to the 11 properties, and the reports help me out a lot. Saves a lot of time.
Ray, are you telling the truth right now? You really got 200 rental properties?
Yeah. Well, 179.
179.
Yeah. Yeah, I sold one building of 51 units, or did a trade.
And now you're driving, you got a Bentley and 179. Where do you live, Ray?
I live in Darien.
You live in Darien.
I got a house in Naples, Florida.
You got a house in Naples.
Yeah.
Do you tie your shoes, Ray? Let's bring it back full circle here.
Well, today I'm wearing slip-ons.
Oh, the old slip-ons.
Yeah, with the horseshoe.
How old are you, Ray?
I'm September 23rd, I'm going to turn 60.
Ray, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
You've done
Thank
a great you. Job.
But, like I say, I'm not bragging. I tell people I am living the American dream, and it still could be achieved today.
At any age, right, Ray? It's never too...
Look at Harlan Sanders. I think he failed dozens of times, and in his 60s, he achieved the Kentucky Fried Chicken chain. Or he built it up and then sold it, but, he never gave up.
Colonel Harlan Sanders out of nowhere with a reference. That's amazing.
Well, Walt Disney is another one.
Hang on a second.
Do you have any from the 2000s?
There's probably ones out there, but those.
Sanders held a number of jobs in his early life. This is per Wikipedia, which occasionally is wrong, but I'm going to trust they're right about the colonel here, such as a steam engine stoker, an insurance salesman, and a filling station operator. He began selling fried chicken from his roadside restaurant in North Corbett, Kentucky during the Great Depression. He was recognized, Sanders recognized the potential of the restaurant franchising concept. And the first KFC franchise opened in 1952. So at 52, he was 62 years old. You're spot on this there, Ray. Yes. Your history.
Well, no, it comes from you guys. Listen to WGN. Not to boost the Eagles, but like in today's...
Doesn't come from me, Ray. I'm talking National Lazy Day. You ain't learning anything right
talking
here.
Talking about not washing our dishes.
The kids today, they can see, what they're the internet people providing, the software people providing and all that. But the main important thing, we were poor. I didn't like being poor. Okay, so for me to get out of being poor, it was the money. But I said, whatever you do, painting walls and driving a bus, Uber, just be happy in what you're doing, and the money will come next.
It's a great one, Ray.
Okay, sir.
Have a great day. Appreciate you.
I will. You too. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Einstein never tied his shoes all the way to Colonel Sanders. That was deep. I liked it. And I learned something. Let's do...
You got to forgive me. I missed a bit of Ray's call. Dave Bennett came in and offered me a piece of cake.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want you to have it.
I mean, it was like diabolical. Dave just walked in there. And he was like, he offered Dan cake. He was pointing at me.
What is happening?
And now
right
Mary's
now?
Coming in with cake. Are you bringing me cake?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a real piece of cake.
It looks. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Mary, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much, Mary. Wow.
Dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true. I've got cake. You guys are
Fiji Waters.
Dave,
so now we have enough.
I owe it all. I owe it all to the great Dave Bennett.
Oh, always looking out.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Wow.
I'm gonna. This looks.
There's no candle in it, though.
I'm gonna tell you, this cake looks delicious. All right. Here is the. As we move along, there is no candle. That's fine.